Welcome, everyone, to three evenings of transformation, spontaneous transformation, no less. My name is Jennifer McLean, and I am delighted to welcome you to tonight's three shows, or tonight's show, first of three shows. And I am so excited because this is also the launch, the very first effort in the launch of my brand new book, Spontaneous Transformation, 7 Steps to Coping and Thriving in Extreme Times. And I am so excited that you've decided to hang out with me for a bit and play with me for a bit and allow us together to really, truly transform, to create a quickening in our capacity to move our lives in new directions, move our health in new directions, our abundance, our finances in new directions, move our relationships in new directions. And when we join together in these large groups, boy, the quickening is really, really profound. And I'm talking to a live audience right now, but some of you may be listening to this as a recording, and you might be listening long in the future from now, but know that the group energy is here for you, regardless of when you are listening. The energies and the healings that are going to be happening tonight are going to happen whether you're listening to the recording or you're here live. And this series is designed to support you in healing, support you in this really unique system that I developed quite a while ago and I've been playing with and developing and enhancing over the 25 years now that I've been a healer. I became a healer in my late 20s. I learned many modalities of healing, including cranial sacral was my main one, and I did a lot of advanced programs and training in cranial sacral. I took several years of and trained in polarity therapy. I got, you know, my second degree Reiki, and then I started working with people. I started doing hands-on healing work with people, and I'm an auditory learner, and I got a lot auditorily, and I started honing it into something that was almost like coaching over the lines with healing energies that would show up and a cranial rhythm that was always present, and it works very powerfully in groups. And this system is now called Spontaneous Transformation, and there's 7 steps, and I'll be basically, you're going to hear by example, because I'm not going to talk a lot tonight. I'm going to dive into session work tonight. So what I'd like you to do is a couple things. First of all, just put your hand on your heart with me, whether you're listening live now or listening well in the future. Put your hand on your heart right now and just hold this intention that whoever is chosen to work with me tonight, because we've got a large audience here, I can't work with everyone, but whoever is chosen to work with me tonight, just say these words with me now. And these are words you're going to say to yourself, but with me. May the perfect, perfect soul be chosen to work with Jennifer tonight so that I may be served and healed and transformed at the highest levels of my soul's yearning, so that whoever is chosen for me. And you're saying that to yourself. Oh, that feels so good. Did you feel the energy shift as that happened? Isn't that the coolest thing? So we're in this together. We're this beautiful soul group that's in this together. And so whoever's chosen is going to work for each of us. So I talk about this a lot. If you want the A++ experience from the next 3 nights, we're going to do a lot of individual healing work. But it's in a group environment, and entrainment takes over. Entrainment means that that singular person is the string that gets plucked that all of us heal from. So if you pluck a string from if you pluck a string, a violin string, in a room full of violins, if you pluck a violin string in a room full of violins, if you pluck the C string on all the violins will vibrate in resonance, in entrainment. So know that that's what's going to happen. Know that that is what is happening here tonight, is that we are plucking a string of one soul that is going to resonate and entrain all of us into the healing. So if you want an A++ experience, whatever questions and whatever process I'm going through with one person, do that process for yourself. The other thing I would love you to hold in consciousness through these three nights together is that every word I am saying is actually encoded with healing energy, without exception, every word. And that those words are encoded because of you. It's actually coming from you to me and my guides, and then back through me to you. So this is something I shared in my book a long time ago, The Big Book of You. I am actually you speaking to you. I am actually the healer that is you, assisting you in spontaneous transformation tonight. So allow your body and your being to kind of receive that, that every word is encoded with healing. So that means that everything I'm saying supports you deeply into being present with what's possible in your transformation right now. Every word is here and designed to give you extra energy so that even if there's doubts, an inkling of doubt, even if there's any kind of like, well, it doesn't work for me, anything like that, know that there's extra energy here right now for you, supporting you powerfully in transforming. And the words I just shared added an extra bit of energy to that process. The other thing that I do with the spontaneous transformation is I do a lot of focus on the cognitive, which means that I talk to your mind. I have this ability through 25 years of working with hundreds of thousands. I have this ability to understand where the mind is and allow the mind to be seen. And I also have this ability as a result of being able to see the mind to have a conversation with the mind so that the mind can release and allow the heart to be available and present. So many of us through our lifetime of experiencing loss and upset and trauma, we have vacated the heart because it felt too painful. And so as a result, what spontaneous transformation does and the work I do with the cognitive is it allows a conversation with the mind to happen that frees the mind to feel safe, to allow the heart to be home again. And to not have it that heart be painful. So we're going to play in all kinds of different ways tonight. So if you want to play full out, again, remember that everyone is chosen for you. And you can start by being chosen, which is by pressing *2. *2 will raise your hand. Now, you need to be dialed in to press *2. And I don't take a lot of questions from the form, the webcast form, because I need a much more interactive situation in order to do the spontaneous transformation process. It looks like it's from out of the country. So if you have raised your hand tonight, go ahead and say your name out loud. If you raised your hand tonight, say your name out loud.
Gabriella Sampson.
Gabriella Sampson, you're on the air.
This is incredible. All the best.
All the best to you, honey. How can I help you?
I am a healer as well. I have helped a lot of people through the years, and I have reached the conclusion after reading and listening to seminars that I have actually picked up a lot of negative energy and blockages and patterns of information that are actually lodged in my legs, I think. Mm-hmm. And in the first and the second chakra, I have tried with many modalities to get rid of it and to have this kind of lightness come back to me. Mm-hmm. But I do not really know how to get rid of it. And what can I do?
Okay, good. All right, let's play with this. So,
thank you, Jennifer.
You're so welcome. And I'm going to use you as the person that is going to be the catalyst for all. So everyone who is having any kind of upset or pain in their body, okay? So we're going to bring our attention to this very moment. And notice, I'm going to share with you sometimes when there's things that are shifting and I can feel stuff, and I'm going to tap into your body right now, and I'm going to really pay attention to you. And know that I'm also tapping into the audience. So I'm tapping into all of you, even if you're on the recording much later and listening to this. Okay, so every so often I also do this strange breath, and the breath adds really this, it's a moment of healing, and it's like my body can feel that moment of transformation that is requires a little extra energy, and you'll hear the something like that, and that means that, there's extra energy that's happening here that's contributing to the healing and transformation. Also know that you might notice sharp pains, you might notice nausea, you might notice headaches, you might notice tears just suddenly flowing. You might notice heat. You might not notice any of that. In fact, some of you might not feel anything, and that's okay too. Every single person is going to feel what they need to feel. So Gabriella,
yes.
And all of you, if you're having any kind of physical upset, dis-ease, or discomfort, so I'm going to ask you, Gabriella, to bring your attention to a place in your body that most represents what this pain is about, what this physical pain is about. And it might be the area that's in physical pain, and it might not. So I want you to bring your attention to your body right now and just feel into, right now, just feel into, that's it. Where is the kind of center point of that pain? Where is the most representative of this physical pain in your body? And the rest of you do the same. Where is that for you, Gabriella, in your body?
I think that I can feel it between my knees and the ankles.
Okay. Good.
In both legs.
Okay, so everyone, bring your attention to the place in your body. So in your case, Gabriella, bring your attention into that place between your knee and your ankle. And is it one side that's more than the other?
No, both legs
okay,
are the same.
Okay, do both legs then, and just bring your attention to that place in both legs.
Yes.
And just bring your full attention there as if you're inside it. And the rest of you do the same. And just what does it feel like in there? Just describe it to me as you're super, super present in that spot.
It is as if I am down some sponges tubes.
So spongy tubes.
Yes.
Okay, good. So we're going to say to that part of your body, which is actually an aspect of you, we're going to say to that part of your body, I'm here. Say that to it. I'm present.
I'm present.
And I'm not going anywhere.
And I'm not going anywhere.
I'm here and I'm present for you.
I'm here and I'm present for you.
I'm here in deep, powerful support for you.
I'm here in deep, powerful support for you.
And as you say that, be present with it. Move back into, you felt you kind of moved out of your body and you were using your mind to speak. So let's do that whole routine again, but be super present in this part of your legs and the rest of you, wherever it is in your body. Okay, so Gabriella, we're going to say, just say that again to them, where I'm here and I'm present for you, and feel yourself being there and present.
I'm here, I'm present for you.
Can you feel that you're there with that aspect?
Yes.
Good. And now say, I am not going anywhere. And say it to that part of you.
I'm not going anywhere.
That's it. Did you feel the difference?
I felt like I was the Sphinx in Egypt.
There you go. And bring your, good. And bring your attention back to that part of you and say, I really am here to support and I want to hear what you have to say.
I'm really here to support you and I really want to hear what you have to say.
That's it. Good, 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 good. Excellent, excellent. So I don't know if you noticed, but there's already a little shift that's happened just by bringing your presence there. That's a huge first step.
Yes, that is true.
Good. So now
Sorry.
Go ahead, Gabriel.
I feel that the front, the shins are sort of like shaved off and something has fallen off.
Excellent. Bring your attention to that whole scenario. And if you can, put your hands on it. If you can't, just pretend that you're putting your light hands on it. If it's a part of your body that's difficult to reach, you know, just pretend that you've got your fingers just got super long with light and you've got, that's it. You've got your light hands on them. Good. And so now as you're super present with this area, we're just going to honor what's here. That's all. Nothing more. Yeah. We're gonna, it's really simple right now. We're going to start real simple and just say, I see you. And I see, you know, that it looks shaved. And I see that it looks like there's a piece missing. I see all of it. And I'm just present with you. And there's, we're not going to label it. And the level of presence we're bringing is actually one of being really in this beautiful observer perspective, almost as if you're slightly detached, but you're very loving observer. That's who you, the role you are playing for this part of you that you're bringing your attention to. That's it. Right. Good. And you can feel like you're almost like this archetypal mother energy, that you are this beautiful mother that is bringing your attention to this part of your body. That's it. Good. The rest of you do the same to the part of your body. Remember the A++ experience. Don't just listen, do it. That's it. Good. Thanks, folks. So now you're bringing your attention to this part of you from this beautiful mothering observer. That's it, Gabrielle, from this beautiful mothering observer effect. And we're just going to say to this part of you, yeah, I see what's happening here. I see it. And we're just going to, that's it. Go ahead.
I see what's happening. And I am sort of detached, but I am looking it with my mind's eye in a very loving way.
I can tell that. Beautiful. And we're going to say to this part, all we're going to do right now is just going to say to this aspect of us, which is taking the form of a body part, that, oh my gosh, I see you so much. I see you. Yeah. Yeah. And I see you, and we're just going to love this part of us and say, I see you, I care about you, and I love you.
I see you. I care about you. I love you. I support you.
I support you. I'm here and I'm present and I'm listening.
I'm here. I'm present and I'm listening.
Yeah, that's right. And I can feel that there's some people on the call that are, there's some tears, there's some emotions here. So we're just going to tap into any feelings that are present within this area of your body, within this aspect of your being, as you become this beautiful mothering observer that's lovingly in a very nurturing space, seeing this part of you. That's it. We're just going to tap in and ask it to share any feelings or emotions that are here.
It's sorrow for me. I feel this.
Sorrow, yes.
Sorrow.
Yes, that's right. So feel a lot. We're going to observe the sorrow, but really encourage lovingly this aspect that it's really safe to feel those emotions. So As the observer, we're watching and witnessing and in deep love and support this aspect of you feeling safe enough to feel that sorrow, and for the rest of you, whatever other emotion they came up with. So, yeah, that's it. What does it feel like? What is as you're witnessing this energy, this feeling?
Do you know what I feel, Jennifer? Yeah. I feel compassion.
Good. Well, you feel compassion. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. Feel the compassion you feel for this part of you. And what does that part of you feel as it's feeling the sorrow? Let it feel the sorrow. Witness it feeling that deep sorrow.
They are more alive. They have become more alive.
Yes, they have, haven't they?
Yes.
That's right.
And something else, Jennifer, I want to say, for the past 2-3 minutes, my left arm, hand, it's doing circles. North-south, I'm doing a circle.
Great.
I don't know why, I need to do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sometimes the body goes into a natural expression of unwinding. So if your body feels like it needs to move, allow it to just move because it's unwinding. So our body is fully connected. And right now, there's a vector from especially the left leg up through the pelvis, the hip and pelvis, over to the right side around the liver, and then it pings back to the heart and then over to the right arm. So there might be this is a vector that I'm seeing of transformation. So I'm not sure if you have any challenges in
uterus
the liver.
Area?
Yeah.
No, uterus.
Okay, good. So that's vectoring from this. So we're going to, again, still focus our attention on this aspect of us because it's actually an aspect of our being. It's not just a body part. So as we simply love this part of us, just loving it and honoring it and allowing it to have this feeling of sorrow. It's okay for it to feel. So here's the deal. When trauma or upsets or events happen in our life that are challenging, we come up with sometimes warped conclusions from them, and they form beliefs that form patterns in our life.
Yes.
So they also, there were feelings that were not safe to express in the moment of upset and trauma. So what we're doing.
I've been through a lot of trauma.
Good.
Witnessing in other people's mothers, father, husband.
Exactly.
Died one after another within 2 years. Everybody was gone.
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
It's okay.
And there's this part of you that that wasn't able to feel all the feelings maybe of that or of other events. So what we're allowing this aspect to do right now is fully feel that sorrow. And we can feel it with it, but we also are going to maintain that observer perspective and just feel love and support for that part of us as it expresses. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're just going to say to this beautiful part of us again, I see you, and I see the sorrow.
And I see the sorrow.
And for the rest of you, say the same kind of words, only with your version of it. I see you, and I see whatever that feeling is. Describe it. And I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Lovely. Lovely. That's the Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
And then we get to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For holding on to this sorrow so that I could survive. For holding on to it because it would have been too much. And now I am strong enough. And I have the wherewithal to offer support to you as we feel this sorrow. I'm so sorry for what happened. I care about your feelings.
Thank you. I care for your feelings. But you know what's happening, Jennifer?
What's happening, honey?
What's happening is this sorrow is going and I feel a burst of joy from nowhere.
Yes. So you went to the next step. Here is the next step for so everyone else can follow. Let's first.
I went just like a rocket. From the depth went straight. I was launched into the light.
Oh.
And the heaviness is gone. The heaviness is gone.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And so the rest of you, the rest that are listening right now, feel your joy, Gabriella, and in your joy, that will be the moment of entrainment for all of us. So all of us get to tap into that joy. So the next step that I would have taken everyone else, but you did it spontaneously, is ask this aspect, what does it need? So for the rest of you, Joy, you already got your answer. I mean, I just called you Joy. See, Gabriella, you just got your answer.
Yes. So do you think, Jennifer, that I can carry on healing people because I will be able to get rid of whatever I take from them and bring it on to me and just transform it?
Yeah, this is a really good question. So let me answer this. So for the rest of you, just while I'm answering Gabriella's question, for the rest of you, I want you to feel the energy of whatever it is they need. So they need something. It's likely acknowledgement or love. It's a quality of God. So I would love for you to just feel that. And Joy, for right now, or excuse me, Gabriella, for right now, just feel that joy. Just allow it to course through you. And the rest of you, whatever it is that aspect needed, feel that in your body, in your being. Allow it to grow. And Gabriella, before I answer the other question, I want you to just feel right now, what does it feel? Describe to me this joy.
The joy is in my solar plexus. Uh-huh. It's all around my abdomen. It's spreading. It's already spread through my body, outside of my body.
Wonder, what are the sensations that you're feeling about this joy? And the rest of
I feel expanse. I feel expansive. I feel optimistic.
Yes.
Although it is quite late here, it's like 12:30 at night or in the
yes.
morning.
Yes.
I feel energetic,
yes.
and I know that I can do anything I want.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So the reason I ask you to describe it
yes.
is because it inculcates it deeper. And remember, I said every word is encoded. So as
yes.
I ask you the question itself actually helps you to encode this deeper in your system. This joy is now part of your fabric of your being. It is part of who you are. And for the rest of you, there's been this entrainment of the joy. Thank you, Gabriella. And there's also the own feeling that is being inculcated into your, deeply into your cells as the fabric of your being. And that's the spontaneous piece. There's the quickening that happens. Thank you so much. Okay, so to answer your question.
Yes, please.
Okay, so here's the deal. You
yes.
have a beautiful belief, and you've got all kinds of evidence that when you work with people, when you work with people, you take on their energy. And that is a wonderful belief, and it's not true.
Okay.
But because you believe it, it becomes true. This is the power, this is how powerful we are. When we can change our beliefs, we can change everything. Okay?
So my boyfriend is right. He said it is your own fabrication.
Well,
when
fabrication,
you drop your belief.
Fabrication's a tough word. But listen, let me soften that a little bit. You know, that's a beautiful man stating what he thinks is the truth, which feels like judgment to many women. And it's okay, because men just see it as it is and share what they think, and it's good. But
yes.
sometimes we as women take that as a judgment, which is our misperception. Okay, so that's a
yes.
whole nother
yes.
story. That's a
yeah,
whole
exactly.
nother story.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
let me soften what he just shared, okay?
Yes, please.
So we have really good reasons for our beliefs. We have really good reasons for it. If we have a belief, there was a reason why we required that belief, likely to survive. Our beliefs helped us to get us to here. And now that we're here, we have this capacity in this moment. We just did a really powerful healing. So all of us are in this new place of capacity to see things within ourselves that we may not have noticed before, one of which is a belief. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with the quote-unquote fabrication. There's nothing wrong with the belief. It was there for a really good reason. Okay?
Right.
So now what we can do, though, is we can shine the spotlight of consciousness on it and play
yeah.
with it. So one of the things that I love to do in this work is I don't call it work anymore. I try to call it play as much as possible, is to play with it. Okay? So
yeah.
let's play with the belief. Let's play with it. Okay, so the belief is when I work with people, I take on their energy. That's the belief. And for some of you who are healers, you might have that same belief. And
mm-hmm.
for some of you who are empathic, you might have that same belief. I'm empathic. I take on everyone's stuff. And we've got, when we have these kinds of beliefs, we create tons and tons of evidence. Tons of it.
And problems. I was
and problems, right?
Problems. Within 2 minutes, this lady, colleague, friend, walked away pain-free, straight back, no pain in the hips, in the legs. Nothing. The following day, I started having a pain in my left heel. So
yeah,
bad
so,
that I had to
so
go by
got,
taxi for 2 months.
You've got tons of evidence that this is true.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tons of evidence.
Yes.
So, of course
yes.
it's true. But it's all a belief. All of it.
Okay.
True.
Okay.
So, let's
yes.
just play with it. Let's just play
yes,
with that. So, how we play with beliefs now is the first thing we do is shine the light of consciousness that, wow, I have this belief. And this, guess what happens when we have a belief? We create tons of opportunities in our life to see if this belief is true or not. That's what,
yes.
that's what happens. That's what synchronicities are. They show up to say, oh, you believe this? Okay, here's what's true then. If you
yes.
say this is true, then we'll create lots of opportunities for you to experiment with that. So I see life as this beautiful, huge, enormous science experiment. And we are constantly using the belief, which is what science is based on. They have a belief that this could be true. Let's play with it. Let's do experiment upon experiment upon experiment to see if that's actually true. And then we create all these experiments that prove that it's true. Right?
Correct.
I had a friend who had this strong belief that they had this personality disorder, and they created the most amazing psychotherapist that completely validated their thing. Mm. We create these things that validate our beliefs until we don't. And how we change that environment, if you look around you and you say, this is what's true for me, and it's not a positive, we have an opportunity to change it. We're going to change it right now spontaneously. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So how we change it is the first thing is we shine the light on it, which we just did. Oh, my God, that's a belief. I've created tons of evidence. Wow, that's a belief. So everyone think about things that happened to you and now reframe it as, maybe it's a belief, and come up with some beliefs around it. So your belief is when you work on people, you get sick, you take it on. Okay, so what if?
Yes.
That's now we start playing with what if statements. Okay, I'm trying to come up with a what if for you.
Yes.
So what if your capacity as an empath allows you to feel so deeply that it feels like you might be taking it on, but that's not what's happening? What if something else significant is happening? What if all that's happening is that you are seeing something and you taste it, and then just like wine tasting, you taste it to get the subtlety of it and then spit it out? What if you just didn't know that you get to spit it out? What if you just forgot that piece? That part of your healing modality is to actually taste the energy of it so that you understand it enough to support them, but you get to spit it out. And that's the only thing you forgot to do. You just forgot to spit it out.
So what if you're not
actually taking it on, but it's part of your system of healing, and that all you have to do is energetically spit it out, just like your wine tasting. So let's imagine right now your next client. And your client comes in and you're feeling that, you're shining the light of consciousness on the fact that you have this capacity to feel in your physical body what they're experiencing. And that's part of your modality. It's actually important. So you don't need to get rid of that. All we have to do now is imagine you're in a session, you get that sensation, but now you have consciousness that it's actually coming in. And then you energetically spit it out, whatever that looks like. So what does energetically spitting it out look like?
Oh, I'm telling you exactly what's happening now. I do not really know, but somebody who is listening has got like a pain in the right arm, maybe from the elbow down, and maybe on the right side of the body around the hip. I don't know, the person, she might be even standing up.
Okay.
But I'm sort of like brushing the arm, and I get pins and needles in my left palm.
Good.
And I'm cleansing
good
that area.
And feel it right now. I want you to feel right now. I can see it moving into your body a little bit. Okay. I can feel it moving into your body. And know that it's okay. It's okay that it's doing that.
Okay.
And this is okay.
I do not know the nature of, I've got goosebumps. I do not know the nature of this complaint, but what I can see is, I'm sorry, I shouldn't describe it so graphically, but it is like a khaki color.
And I want you, as you're doing all that healing, I want you to feel that it's moving into your body, and it's okay. Okay?
Right?
Good. So we're going to speed up this process, okay? And we're at the end of the healing now. We just supercharged it. And now it's part of your body because that's how you do your healing work, okay? Good. So now spit it out. It doesn't have to be physically spitting, but it's out. There it is. It's out.
It's out, yes. And I know it is. Thank you, Jennifer, and God bless.
Bravo. So So you just changed your, you just spontaneously changed your beliefs. It will never happen again.
Thank you. This is the first time ever that I have come through talking to such an amazing person as yourself. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Gabriella, you're so welcome. And Gabriella, would you, and Star 2 will raise your hand if you'd like to work with me tonight. Star 2 will raise your hand. Gabriella, would you pick a number, please, from 1 to 208?
It's going to be 198.
198. Wonderful. Thank you so much
thank
for being.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for being the beautiful catalyst for all of us. That was beautiful. Much, much love to you.
I am honored. I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Much love. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to 198, hopefully. And that was really cool. Thank you all so much. I can feel you all playing with this, with these ideas, with this energy. So again, remember the A++ experience is that you do your work along with it. So whatever question I'm asking the next caller, you do your own work. Okay, so we're going to caller number 198. It looks like it's in Michigan. Last four digits are 7258. And you're on the air.
Oh my gosh.
It's you.
Can you hear me?
I can. How can I help you? What's your name?
Oh, my gosh. Lori.
Hi, Lori. What's going on, sweetie? How can I help you?
I just came on the call, so you tell me.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can. We're doing spontaneous transformation, and we are going. Okay. Make sure there's no one else open because we've got an echo here. Okay. So I'm doing healing work. What do you need healing on?
Oh, my God. Okay. I've been doing self spiritually, my mind, a lot with my mind.
Yeah.
I was injured as a child, 2 years old. I believe it started in the womb for me, but it was just a very, very hard struggle of a life.
Okay. And what is the injury?
I've got a lot of mental injury with the brain, so.
Okay. Okay, there's something happening right now. I don't know if you can feel it, but there's this really powerful energy moving through right now. And there's a group unwinding, actually, for everyone.
Feels like a tightness in my chest, so that's
okay.
Your heart, right?
Yep. Okay, so just bring your attention
like
to... Go ahead.
It's almost like pulsating. Like a pulse, you know?
Yep, there's a healing pulse. That's exactly right. There's a healing pulse. Well, nice catch. I'm glad you saw that. Okay. So, again, everyone, Lori has triggered something in all of us. Okay, and there's lots of you that are feeling this. So whatever you're feeling right now around this, around Lori getting called, and some of you I can feel are a little upset that Lori just, and this isn't about you, Lori, just so you know, that some of you are a little upset that she just joined the call and she got called on. So that's yours to work with. Others of you, there's still this, there's physical pieces, there's emotional pieces. And whatever you're feeling in this moment, go to that place in your body. So Lori, let's bring your attention into that place in your heart.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. And imagine that you're right in the center of your heart, that you're like inside there. That's it. Good, good.
I'm there.
I can feel it. I can feel you there. That's really good. And you're going to say to this part of your heart that I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere.
I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere.
And I want you to feel like there's a bit of a separation, that you are the observer and this heart is something that's there to be witnessed and supported and loved by the observer part of you. Does that feel okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Good. Good. So allow yourself to feel you being present as the observer for this part. That's really good. That's really good. Did you notice the shift? There's a shift that happened in your heart just by being seen. Did you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So now you're going to say to this part again, I'm here and I'm present and I'm so present for you. I see you. That's it. And you're just going to start just saying to this beautiful heart space, I'm present, I love you. I'm present and I see you. I'm present and it's safe. That's it. And there's a beautiful unwinding that's happened just from being present. And if you want, you can put your hand on that part and the rest of you can put that hand on your body part. Good. And just feel that part of you. Be present with that part of you. Be that beautiful, nurturing, loving observer. And we're going to say, I love you. I'm here for you. I see you. And I'm so sorry for anything that happened that created this tightness there. I'm so sorry for the injuries that happened that created upset in my life. I'm so sorry for the things that happened. I see you. I honor the courage of your journey. I love you so much. I am willing to be present here and feel the feelings that were unexpressed previously. What does that feel like when you say stuff like that to this part of you?
It's ironic. I was on YouTube last night, not to pull anything off of you, but I was notified. Well, I realized that my root chakra, which it goes really deep, it's ancestral. It's more than... it mattered what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
My mother expressed it because mm-hmm. it comes from the 16th and 17th century, whereas it was wrapped up in religion, old religion, just to it mattered what people thought just
Good.
To stay alive.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful insight. So I want you to notice something that's happening here. There are synchronicities prior to you being on this show. You got some wonderful
yep.
information about this part of you before you even got here. Does that feel true?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So as you tap into your heart again, bring your attention into your heart. You kind of left it. I want you to notice that you left the heart a little bit, this process a little bit, which is okay. Which is
yep.
okay. And you went into
I went
your
to
head.
The root chakra.
Well, and you went into your head to recall that information, which
okay.
is okay.
Yep, that
which
makes
is
sense.
Okay, right? You went into your
yep.
head, so you're not in your body anymore. So bring your attention back to your heart.
Okay.
That's it. And be present with that part of you, with that part of you. And notice that the heart, there is a connection to the root. You're absolutely right. You got this cognitive information last night in anticipation of this, of how we're playing together right now. Does that feel true?
In a way. Yeah.
Well, that's how powerful you are, right? You did all the work.
Yeah.
So now that you have that information and the salient information, it matters what people think about me. So let's look at this part of you. That really.
I have another piece.
Okay.
I have another piece. Not to interrupt you, but I keep doing that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Good.
If we had a mother that in the generation of where epidurals were, you know, let's use a drug to so that she's not feeling any pain to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
And it created a block for us that had a mother that went through a birth like that because you talk about foggy head. Well, that's part of that drug and the box that we we'll get going gung-ho, and then all of a sudden we'll just stop.
Yeah,
and we don't
okay,
even
so
know why.
This is really cool. This is really cool. I'm going to share something about that in just a moment, if that's okay. Okay?
Yeah.
So, if that's okay. Oh, no, it's perfect. It's perfect. No, this is great. You're not interrupting. So I'm going to, if it's okay, we're just going to put that aside momentarily, and then I definitely will be addressing that in a moment, if that's okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the process we're doing by being in the heart right now with this aspect of you will address all of that without ever having to go into the story. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay. So bring your attention beautifully back into your heart. And I want you to notice that in your mind is very active, and it's very, you've got a good intellect, and you've done seeking and studying. And it's your mind loves that stuff. It's what your mind was designed, all of our minds was designed to do. So
like a sponge.
Exactly.
Like a little kid.
Just gonna thank your beautiful mind. And I want you to notice a little pattern that's happening here. The pattern is that your mind takes you out of the emotions. Your mind takes you out of your heart. So
yeah,
what I would love for you to do, what I'd love for you to do right now, Lori, is stay with your heart. And no matter what information your mind wants to contribute, we're just going to ask it to hold on to that. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Just temporarily, it's okay. We're just going to play and pretend here. Is that okay? We're just going to experiment with letting your mind not necessarily interrupt again. Would that be all right?
Yes. Yeah.
Is your mind okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So bring your attention back to your beautiful heart. That's it. That's it. That's it. Very nice. I want you to, in this moment, feel the difference between being in your heart right now. Feel what it feels like to be in your heart. It really present with this aspect of you that's had a lot of pain. Feel that. Feel how present. That's it. Beautiful, Lori. Really nice. Feel just, and you're in this place of observer, being this nurturing, mothering observer to this part of you. Yes? Can you feel that?
Yes.
You're so present with this heart. That's it. And now feel the difference between that and your mind wanting to bring in all this information about labels, about why it's there, what it's about, and, you know, 16th century and epidurals, and feel how, okay, good, good. Feel how you just went completely away from the heart of the matter, so to speak. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. Now bring your energy back to your heart. And feel, oh, that's it. Beautiful. You can do this quickly. Feel yourself super present in your heart. Super present in your heart. That's it, right there. And now we're just going to have a little conversation with this part of you. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Great. Bring your attention fully to the heart, to this aspect of you. And we're just going to say a few things to it. We're just going to say, I see you.
You want me to say it out loud?
Yeah, you can if you want. You don't have to. I see you.
Okay.
I see the pain that you've gone through. And I thank you for the courage of moving through that pain. I see you. I feel the feelings that pain created and masked. I honor the courage of your journey. I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry for all the things that happened. I love you. I care about you. I care about how you feel. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay present with you here right now, no matter what information might describe it from a mind perspective. I am staying with you right now. Does that feel okay, Lori?
Feels okay.
Good. And what does it feel like to be really present with this part of you? How is that part of you responding?
It feels more focused.
Yeah. And when we can bring our attention at this level, that is where the healing is. That is where the transformation resides. So bringing your attention again to this part of you and allowing it to feel so safe that it's okay to feel any feelings that it hasn't been safe to feel before. And again, we are just witnessing this part of us have those feelings. So what feelings are present here? What emotions are showing up here for this part of you?
Crying.
Yep, good. So allow this part of you to cry. If you want to cry along with it, that's okay. And know that crying doesn't... Go ahead.
Keep interrupting you.
Oh, don't. No, you're not. You're good. You get to... There's no interruption happening. Go for it.
I feel like a clean slate inside, like a bubble, like a balloon that you would blow up, and that's what it feels like my insides right now. Kind
of light
a good thing? And buoyant.
Light and buoyant.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. So just the process of honoring the feeling. That was instant, right? That was spontaneous right there and then. It changed it.
Yeah.
Right? So good. Yeah. Now from this place, we're just honoring this part of us. We're saying, I love you, I see you, and thank you. Thank you for holding on to this pain until this moment when I was ready. When I was ready to see it and honor it. That's it. And feel the change that just happened. And again, Lori is being, this buoyancy that Lori is feeling is an entrainment energy that's available to all of us in this moment. And some of you may be feeling it and some of you may not, and it's okay. It's all good. Whatever you're feeling and experiencing is good. So right now, as you feel this buoyancy, describe it. And again, for the rest of you, ask this part of you, what does it need? What does it need? Now, Laura, you've already gotten there. The need would have been buoyancy and this lightness. But so the rest of you, what does it need? And then ask yourself, what would it feel like? Ask this part of you now to show you, Lori, and for the rest of you to show you, what does it feel like? What would it be like to live a life from this place of buoyancy, to live a life from this place of need expressed for the rest of you? So, Lori, that's it. Good. What would it feel like if you would experience this energy in your life every day?
Almost like you wouldn't let anything get you down ever again.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right.
That's kind of like, really, this is all you have. Laugh it off and.
That's right.
Just be on top of the world.
That's right. I feel that in your body. Feel that surging through your blood cells, your fascia, your muscles, your mind, the biochemistry of your body, the endocrine system. Feel that buoyancy for all of you moving through your bodies. That's it. Good. And there's, this powerful, powerful energy moving right through. So there's an unwinding that's happening right now. And the unwinding.
I got my tapes. December 23rd,
uh-huh.
And I was actually on with Mashur.
Yes.
Anam. And
yes.
I was his first caller. He picked me. But anyways, Emmanuel has done so much between those two. I've listened to him. Just like Mashur said, fall asleep with it. Just have it repeat. And I did that Sunday. What is today? Tuesday? He said, notice for the next 24 to 48 hours what happens.
Wonderful. And here you are.
Yep.
Here you are.
Yep.
Okay, so feel that buoyancy in your body. Okay, so something just happened. I want you to notice it. Your beautiful mind kind of interjected again and kind of labeled some of the stuff. And it's okay, by the way. This isn't a judgment. It's just a noticing. No judgment here. It's just a beautiful pattern that you play with. So your mind kind of took you out of that process that we were just in. Does that feel true? Maybe not. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But what does it feel like?
Oh, my mind did too. Yes.
Yeah.
My mind did.
Yeah. So it's your beautiful mind can sometimes distract you from from the true magic that's happening in the moment. And what I would encourage you to do is, first of all, listen to this again. There'll be a replay available. Listen to it again. And notice what I'm talking about. Notice how your mind interjects and actually distracts you away from you.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful and important, it's a beautiful habit. It was important because that habit of your mind interjecting and taking you away from the moment, away from the healing moment, actually, was a powerful and important survival mechanism. It allowed you to use your intellect to not feel, and it was really important for you to survive. Do you understand that?
Yep, I do.
Okay. That's it. So allow yourself to feel the feelings around that. That's good. We just got to a real core belief here right now. Your beautiful mind distracts you so that you don't have to feel, so that you could survive. That's it. That's it. Feel that. And we're going to thank your beautiful mind for doing that. Thank you, beautiful mind. Thank you so much for helping me to survive. Thank you, beautiful mind, for intervening in these moments when it's not safe to feel. But I want you, we're going to just tell something to your mind right now. Right now is not one of those times. Right now, it's the safest moment to feel. Right now is the safest moment to be super present. And ask your mind if that feels like it's actually true.
It's just releasing 56 years for me.
That's right. That's right. There we go, honey. There we go. Very, very nice. You are so present right now. And I want you to inculcate this moment of present. You are so present. Can you feel how present you are?
Yep, it just all opened up again, like you said.
That's right. That's right. And I want you to notice how happy. I want your mind to notice how good it feels for you to be present like this. I want your mind to notice how safe it is to be present right now. And I want the rest of you to notice that there's a powerful entrainment moment happening here. All of us are receiving this level of present right now. All of us are being nudged into a beautiful, powerful still point. And within the still point is this powerful place of neutrality. And with this powerful place of neutrality is what true love without condition is. And that's where we're at. And Lori, allow your mind to feel and sense the safety that is here when we, that's it, when we explore this moment. That's it. Good. Really good. Does your mind feel like, oh, I get it. I don't, and it doesn't even want to even think about distracting you, pun intended. Does that feel true?
It does.
It doesn't want to label this, does it?
My body's fighting it a little bit.
Okay, so let's just honor
shuddering
your body.
And...
Oh, it's not fighting. Your body's not fighting. Shuddering is release, honey. That's what's happening. You are releasing.
Oh.
That's what's going on. You're releasing.
It's taking my body a little bit longer.
No, it's okay. Your body's doing exactly what it needs to. And for the rest of you, there might be some unwinding, some shuddering, some heat, some tears. Whatever it is, it's okay. And it feels like your body's going to unwind for another 24 to 48 hours. So be really kind to yourself for the next 24 to 48 hours. Okay. So the next thing I want to talk about.
In.
Oh, good.
No harm in that.
So I want to address what you asked me about, what you talked about with the epidural. You stated it as a fact that people who have had epidurals, that people have had epidurals, that first of all, you have beliefs in the form of judgment about doctors that give it and the mothers that have it. And you've also got some beliefs about the impact it has on your body. All of those are beliefs that are true because you think they're true. Okay, so do you want to play a little belief busting with me right now around that topic?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
So we've got lots of evidence that it's true, right? Just a couple of weeks ago, I played with this belief. So it's really cool. So I smiled when you gave it to me. My mom had an epidural. I had this big belief and judgment about the doctor, the judgment about my mom. And I thought that
actually,
it added to my fog. That was me, though.
Actually,
that might not be you.
I was I was going to call my mom and ask, but I have no idea. I just heard this last night.
Right. Okay.
On YouTube,
so here's what happens when people share fact. Here's what happens when people share as fact these things. Okay. We take them on as beliefs and we make them true. So I had tons of evidence that that was true for me. That's what science does. The observer effect.
The block.
Right. The observer effect impacts. We have a belief. So the scientists create the experiment to validate their belief. That's what we do too. We do the same thing.
Yep.
So what if the epidural was simply used because the mother was in too much physical pain and it was impacting her ability to have a baby? What if that's all that was happening? What if that's all that was happening? What if we've created this wild set of symptoms because we've created this belief about
monster.
What if that's all, right? What if the doctor was actually, with an information, the technology they had at the time, what if the doctor really thought they were helping the mom and the baby? What if that were true? What if the doctor really thought that they were helping the mom? Now, there are some doctors that didn't, but I would say the majority of them that used an epidural at that time that was the intent. Feel that energy. That's it. Feel that energy. So feel the energy of that. What if that were true? Now, if that's true, are any of us harmed by anything? I mean, if this is a big leap. So some of you are going, wait, I have all kinds of scientific blah, 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 blah. But the reality is that everything in our reality is created by our beliefs, everything without exception.
That is so true. My philosophy has been mind over matter, and it really does work because, and I'm not just being funny, but if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. My son broke his neck at 3 years old. They didn't x-ray him. It healed perfectly.
Yeah.
But he went through a lot of stuff, but he wasn't crippled. I mean, it slowed his brain down. It's a brain injury, but so if you don't put the fear or even the question or the doubt, it never shows up.
That's right. That's what our beliefs do. They put the doubt. But I also want to say that our beliefs are not wrong or bad. Our beliefs are actually simply there in most cases protecting us.
Exactly.
And so now is the opportunity to have a safe space, a healing space, to play with them and to say, hey, is that really true? Maybe it's not true.
Right.
What could be true?
It's not a lie.
And the lies are there for us. They're there for us. They're there protecting us from things.
Somebody. Yeah.
Well, they protect us. The beliefs that I had about many of my beliefs that I'm busting these days, they protected me totally. Because I wouldn't have survived what I went through if I didn't have a belief that, well, the X, Y, and Z is true. That's why I'm the way I am. Otherwise, I wouldn't have survived. I would have gone insane. So the beliefs are really important. They're there for a reason. We get to honor them and bless them. And we get to now, from this place we're at, all of us are at here right now, we have the opportunity to love those parts of us, to love and honor those parts of us, and allow them to share what their beliefs are that helped us to survive, that helped us to keep living. And now we get to change those beliefs. And when we change those beliefs, we change the whole thing. Because now our vibration is different, of different expression. So everyone who shows up now shows up in the new expression of us. When we're living from our old beliefs and patterns, some of them that aren't so good, and what we do is create a vibrational energy that everyone who steps into our energy lives in that belief. I've been saying to friends and family lately, when something happens and they kind of look like, why did I say that? Or what happened? Why did I do that to you? And I look at them and I immediately know that it happened because I believe it. I create the energy, and we create a universe out of our beliefs. That anyone who steps into our universe will honor that belief. You're not good enough. I'm going to create someone that shows up to share, yep, that's true, because that's what you believe. So I'm going to live up to your beliefs. And the opportunity now is to identify the things in our life that we no longer want and how our beliefs may have influenced them. And start playing with spontaneous transformation. Start loving those aspects of ourself. Start having an inner dialogue with these pieces of ourself. Start labeling, not labeling ourselves anymore, but instead shining the light of what our beliefs are and just making what if statements. Is that really true? What if that's not what's really going on? What if someone is not behaving that way because of something we think they're doing or not doing? What if it's all me? So, Lori, I'm going to move on to someone else, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so if you could choose a number between 1 and 191.
111.
111, excellent. Thank you so much, Lori. That was beautiful for really so many people. Thank you.
Thank you for everything that you do, and I am looking forward to reading your book.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you, honey. much love to you.
Thank you.
Certification process. So we're going to go to caller number 111. There you are, right there. It looks like it might be Elaine in Georgia. Last four digits are 4331. 4331, you are on the air. Elaine, don't unmute your line, please. I've unmuted it. You're good to go. You're on the air. Hi, honey. How can I help
you?
No worries, honey. No worries. It's all very exciting when you get chosen. How can I help you, my sweet?
Yeah, I would love for assistance in healing body image.
Healing body image. Okay, great. I'm just going to tap into you right now.
Sure.
Good. Okay. Okay, so before we go into that, I'm just going to, there's a breath of air that's coming through, a breath of energy, of lightening up that's coming through the call for everyone. That's it. And if some of you are sharing that you're having some physical symptoms, it's okay. Trust it. You're doing okay. Here's the thing. There's, you know, some of you said, do I need protection? No. When you are in a state of beautiful vulnerability, no protection is needed. When you're in a state of authentic presence to these parts of you, you are in the unnatural state of protection. And there's this energy, it's a belief that you need protection. What if you are fully protected right now? I'm sorry, Elaine, I'm just going to play with this energy as I'm feeling it.
Sure.
So what if all of you are fully protected in this moment? What if that were true? What would that feel like? Just allow yourself to feel that in a state of authentic presence of you, being authentically present with you, all that's needed is you. That's it. There is a nice shift there. Beautiful. Thank you, Dana, for bringing that up. And yes, Dana's question was, I'm feeling sick listening. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not sure if I should have done self-protection or if I should be feeling this way. So the answer is, if you're feeling that way, that's the way you should feel. If you're feeling that way, that's the way you should feel. And that there's when energy moves in areas that hasn't moved in a long time or ever, guess what that feels like? It feels uncomfortable. It feels uncomfortable. So it's okay. There's this powerful energy moving through of compassion and safety. We are in a very sacred healing space. We're all okay. We're all okay. And just allow yourself to feel that. Sense that that might be a possibility. What if that's really true? What if we're all okay right now? That whatever we're feeling, if it's pain or discomfort, maybe that it's just energy. What if it's just energy moving through us that hasn't moved before? That's it. Okay, I felt a lot of you just shift. Good. And some of you just belched. Yay, belching is good. Okay, 11. We've got 111 again. Sorry about that, Elaine. I just kind of looked
okay.
at some of the questions. All right, body image. So tell me what your experience is.
Well, I've worked on myself for decades, and this keeps showing up. I mean, I get to different layers, different levels. I just would really like to get to the root. I thought I knew the root, but it's tied into the weight, added weight.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Okay. So everyone who has any kind of body self-image that isn't positive, let's just play here. Okay. So I'm looking at you, Elaine. And I would love for you to see what I see. And I would love all of you to kind of look at you with the eye that I'm seeing. I can see all of you. And what I see, Elaine, and in all of you, is this beautiful, beautiful light. I see this remarkable light. I see this, in you, Elaine, I see this generosity of spirit. I see this giving nature. Is that true?
Yes.
I see someone who sees the opportunity to support others instantly. Is that true? When you see me,
yes.
See and meet people, the first thing you see is, oh, I could help them.
Yes.
Is that true? Good.
Yes.
Good. So I want you to see what I see, this glorious, beautiful light. Can you see what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Is it quite beautiful?
Yes.
It's kind of almost spectacular. Kind of almost maybe something, kind of, little. Is
it's
that true?
That's good.
It's spectacular. Can you say that?
It's spectacular.
This remarkable, generous, beautiful light that is you is spectacular. Is that true?
Yes.
And we're just doing a simple act of witnessing your light. That's it. So this light is magnificent and important. Is it true?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to jump to something, and I'd love for you to say, and the rest of you try it with me, I am important.
I am important.
What does that feel like?
Good.
Good. Feel how light and beautiful you are. And there's a really powerful unwinding happening right now for you and everyone. That's it. I am magnificent. Say that.
I am magnificent.
I am important.
I am important.
Good. Good. That's it. Tapping into the unwinding that's happening. So there's a really profound healing happening for everyone. I think we're moving really quickly through this one because the first two really uncovered some wonderful stuff for us. There's a really powerful unwinding. That's it right there. Now we're in the still point of it as a group. That's
Can I
it.
Ask a question?
Hang on 1 second until we're just finished the still point, Elaine. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks, honey. That's it. We're in the still point. And just feel, Elaine, with me, the stillness that is here present. And within the stillness is beautiful neutrality. And within the neutrality is this neutrality and stillness is what is love without conditions. That's it right there. There we go. There's a nice big release. Okay, everyone take a nice deep breath. Beautiful. Elaine, go ahead. What's your question?
Ever since I was, I'm going to say three, I have felt the weight of the world in the form of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe
physical pain or emotional pain?
Emotional pain, which at times is physical pain, but it's always.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
Okay, so bring your attention to that three-year-old.
Okay.
Bring your attention to where that three-year-old is in your body right now. Where is that in your body?
solar plexus.
Good. So bring your energy to that solar plexus and put your hand there. And for the rest of you, wherever the the kind of weight of the world is in your body, bring your hand to your solar plexus and just bring your attention to that three-year-old. That's it. And just be that really powerful, mothering, nurturing, supportive personality, being. And she can see you as that. So bring yourself really present for that. That's it. And see her. And really see her. And really see the pain that she's in, the emotional pain. And feel and sense and see and witness the weight of the world on her little three-year-old shoulders. That's it. And be super present for her, to the point, so present and so powerfully supportive, and really bringing that loving, nurturing, nourishing energy to her so that she really can feel it and sense it. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. That's it. And she's looking at you. She's seeing you too. And she's noticing something. She is seeing in you the reflection of her as that beautiful light, as that beautiful, generous, spirited, loving, helpful being. Do you see that?
I do.
And you in turn are seeing this little three-year-old and all the emotions that are present for her. And you are just sharing with her that you are her. All of it. That you are this light. You are this generous spirit. That's it. That. And now we're going to just say to her, really seeing her, we're going to say to her, I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry for what happened.
I'm so sorry, sweetie.
I'm so sorry, sweetie.
I'm so sorry about this emotional weight. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry about this emotional weight. I'm so sorry.
I love you.
I love you.
I care about you.
I care about you.
I care how you feel, honey.
I care how you feel, honey.
And it's okay to feel these feelings. It's okay.
And it's okay to feel these feelings.
It's okay to express the emotions that are present. It's safe here right now. I've got you.
Remember all that.
It's okay.
Okay, you're safe. I've got you.
I've got you, sweetie.
I've got you, sweetie.
I see you.
I see you.
And just let her feel. Just let her feel any feelings that it was never safe to feel before. It's safe here. And let her feel those feelings. That's it. And what's she doing? Is she feeling them?
A lot.
Good. And just let her express and express and express. And we just say, we've got you. We see you. And I'm willing to feel it with you. I'm willing to feel the feelings with you.
I'm willing to feel the feelings with you. I've got you.
Yeah. There she is. There she is. That's it. And I love you, and I'm present for you, and I'm here for you. I love you. I see you.
I love you. I'm here for you. I'm present with you.
Yeah. And how is she responding to all that?
Smiling.
Good. And we're going to say one other thing to her that's really important, that we don't need her to change. She doesn't have to change. That she can continue to carry the weight of the world. And it's okay. And we love her, no matter what. And I want you to notice something, that the love we have for her is greater, and it's growing bigger than that expression of the weight of the world. So while that she doesn't become insignificant, the energy of that emotion becomes lessened in your field. Does that feel true?
Absolutely. I had a really nice release from my shoulders.
Good. So know that she doesn't have to change. What a relief for her, right?
Absolutely.
We're not asking her to change.
Right.
Now, for the rest of you, you know, say that to your little one. You don't have to change, but my love is greater than this experience. My love is greater than this core feeling. And the love will take care of all of this. Does that feel true?
Yes.
And what is she doing now?
She's happy.
Good. So in this moment, let's ask her, and the rest of you can ask your little ones, what is it that you need now around all this, around the weight of the world on your shoulders? If you have a magic wand in your hand right now, little one, what do you need?
Playtime.
Excellent. Excellent. Now we're going to ask her, and for the rest of you, ask your little one, what does playtime look like and feel like? What does it look like and feel like to experience whatever it is they need? So for, in your case, Elaine, what does it look like and play like and feel like to be in playtime?
Riding on a unicorn.
Okay, so ride on that unicorn with your little one.
Okay.
And what does that feel like in your body? What sensations do you experience in your being? What emotions are present as you ride the unicorn with your little one?
Freedom and expansiveness.
Good. There it is. Okay. So this is great. What we came to right now is the core expression that this little one, through the weight of the world, has shown you. And that is freedom and expansiveness. And some of you may have words that are like that. So in this moment, we're going to feel into the heart of our being, which I call the sacred chamber. So I'm going to take you on a little journey to the sacred chamber. The sacred chamber is found at the center of your soul's being. One of my favorite ways to get there is an elevator that your little girl can join us if she likes. So right in the center of your brain, if you know anatomy, it's where the pineal gland is. It's right behind your third eye. You can put your fingers right there and go right to the center of your brain, where the pineal gland is, if you know anatomy. There's an elevator. And Elaine, you're going to top, and the rest of you are going to hop on your elevator. And there's a button that says to sacred chamber. You're going to push the button. The elevator doors are going to close, and we're going to go down, 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 deep, 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 deep into the center of our soul's being, very center. We're actually going to go through a couple of wormholes because we're going to a different dimension. We're going to the dimension of being. That's it. And as the elevator doors comes to a stop, the elevator doors open and we enter our sacred chamber. And we're going to take a few steps in and just feel. What does it feel like there? You might notice there's beautiful stillness here. Sweet stillness. And that stillness is that place of neutrality, that place where there is true, the stillness and neutrality is evidence of love without condition. It's pure, sweet love. This is where we are loved and connected and honored and seen and acknowledged and cherished and adored. And that stillness contains within it all the threads of divinity itself, which is us. Can you feel the sacred chamber there, Elaine?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Good. So as we're going to go a few steps deeper into our sacred chamber and a few steps deeper and a few steps deeper. And we're just going to feel and sense our connection to ourselves, our connection to our light, the stillness that we are, the love that we are. That's it. experience it. There's a powerful cleansing that's happening as we do that. And as we step inside here, that's it. There is, we're going to claim those words that our little ones just shared with us. We're going to claim it. So in your case, you're going to, and claiming it means saying an I am statement around the word. So you're going to say, I am freedom and expansiveness. So we're going to, in this space of our deepest connection to ourselves, we're going to remember again that energy of the need expressed. In your case, Elaine, it was freedom and expansiveness. So feel it from this place. That's it. Does it feel a little even bigger now?
Uh-huh.
Good. So feel that. And now that you're in the feeling place, from this place of deep connection, and all of you feel it, and there's a huge wave of heat moving through the call as all of us are claiming who we really are. Claim. I am. And whatever those words are. So you do it, Elaine. You can do it for all of us, and all of us at the same time are claiming those words. So claim it in this sacred chamber. Don't use your mind. Be in the sacred chamber. That's it. And now claim it, Elaine. Feel it and claim it.
I am freedom and expansiveness.
There we go. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Excellent. So I'm going to do something weird. I'm going to open up all the lines. It might be super noisy. So turn down the volume, and we're all going to claim it on a count of three. You ready? On a count of three. One, two, three. Claim your one. One, two, three. Perfect. That was great. Elaine, how are you doing?
Wonderfully.
Good. Well done. That was beautiful. Boy. We've gone way over time. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, honey. Much love. The majority of you appear to be feeling better. Thank you for sharing what's happening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Wow, there's tons of you. Wow. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm reading some of these. Thank you for sharing how this has transformed you, how you have actually achieved some spontaneous transformation. So we've got two more full nights of this. I probably won't go quite as long tomorrow night. I promise I'll watch the clock a little bit better, but these will probably be 90-minute calls each. So join me tomorrow night as we go into the next part. So what happens is that we will be building the energy over the next three nights. So be sure to keep stay with us and keep doing all of this beautiful energy work.